The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Kahn, Paisik in Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havan Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Gittin Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The daf today discusses Hezek Sheinim Nicker, Shmei Hezek or Loi Shmei Hezek. Damage that is not readily apparent, do we consider it a Hezek, or do we not consider it a Hezek? The Mishnah on the previous summit said, Ametamev Amedamev Amenaseh, B'shoigek Kotev Amezer Chayev. Something that is Metamev the Tyrus of his friend, or somebody that mixes Truman to the Chulun of his friend, or somebody that mixes Yain Nesech into wine of his friend, so it renders them all unusable, so, or causes him monetary damage because you can't use them for the same thing that he used it until now. So therefore, the Mishnah says Veshegig is Potter, and B'mezid he is Chayiv. The Machlok is in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel, what is the case of Menasech? Rav says the case of Menasech means that you actually did, you made Yain Nesech. And Shmuel says you took Yain Nesech and you mixed it into regular good wine, therefore rendering your friend's wine unusable. And the Gemara has explained in Rav that why did Rav, we say Menasech Mamish, that it means he actually did Yain Nesech, why did he not learn like Shmuel that you're Ma'ariv? And Rav answers because Ma'ariv is like Medame, you're mixing Isser into Heter, and since we already have that case in the Mishnah, we do not need to write another case of Ma'ariv. So therefore he learns Menasech Mamish. The Gemara says, Lefi Shmuel, what does Shmuel hold? Why do we have this case also? And he says, Shmuel says that it's a knas, since Hezek Sheinim Nicker is a knas, since it's not a damage that is Nicker, it's not considered Hezek, so we only have to pay the mezid because of a knas, and we don't learn out one knas from the other, therefore the Mishnah has to write all three cases. And Rav says, the Gemara says, we do learn out one knas from the other, and therefore I don't need to have three cases of knas in the Mishnah, and therefore he says that the case of Menasech is Menasech Mamish. The Gemara comes out, the Rav does learn out one knas from the other, and Rav does learn out one knas from the other, and Shmuel does not. The Gemara later has a machlekes. The Omer Chizkiyah, Dvar Teira Echad Shegiv Echad Mezir Chayiv, Minatera, the person does Hezek Shein and Nicker, Sai Shegig and Sai Mezir, he would be Chayiv. My Taima, why is that? Hezek Shein and Nicker Shmei Hezek, we consider Hezek Shein and Nicker a Hezek. So why do we say if you're actually a mazik and it's actually hezek, you should be chayiv b'shegig also, just like any other hezek. In order to, a person will tell somebody that his items were damaged with this iser, and we don't want the person to be nishul in the iser, so therefore they potted him up if it happened b'shegig. In fact, the Gemara, Yehoch hafilu mezid nami, that even if it was done b'mezid, a person should have, we should potter him up in order that he should tell his friend. And when the Gemara Hashal Azuke Kamechavin, Oduye Loi Maidele, that if a person is going to cause damage to his friend, then he wants to cause the damage, so it doesn't help if he doesn't tell him. He's going to have to tell him in order that his friend knows that it was damaged. And he wants his friend to know that it was damaged. So therefore, we potter B'shegi, we're Chayav B'mezit. Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Rabbi Yechonon says, "Dvatera echad shegiv echad mezid." Potter, really, by Hezek Sheinim Nicker, midaraisa shegig, and mezid are potter. My time, a Hezek Sheinim Nicker lo shmei Hezek. Hezek Sheinim Nicker we consider not a Hezek. Uma tam omer mezid chayv. And why do we say by mezid yechayv? Shelo yehe kol echad ve'echad hoyluch metam etaraisa shel chaver. Omer potter ani. In order that a person should not go and be metam of the tyrus of his friend, and say that he's potter, he wants to get back at his friend, so he causes him damage. But this damage, I'm going to be potter, so it's a good thing to do. And therefore, Chazal did not want that to happen, so therefore the Chacham did not want it to happen, so therefore they made a knas that he should have to pay. So that's something they were only worried that he shouldn't do with Mezit. B'shegeg, we're not worried about a person causing damage to his friend. It was only B'shegeg. Now, this machlokes is whether it's shmei hezek or not shmei hezek. It's only a machlokes b'di'evid, whether once it was done, whether a person is chayv in a payment, or if he's not chayv in a payment. However, the chatchila for a person to go and damage his friend's property or his friend's objects is also min ha-Torah, to cause, it's still also, to, even in a hezek shein nikar, is also min ha-Torah, to cause damage to your friend. Some Sefer and Gittin and the Imribina and Simon Lamadal, they both learned it to their Isa, and it's also min ha-Torah, and either because of a haftal reichah kamaycha, or because of an iver loisitein mikshul. And Yeshua learns that it's not also min ha-Torah to cause such a damage because you are not considered a mazik at all, and it's only an iser derabonim. The Gemara Amud Beis, the Gemara asks different kashas on the Mandi Yomar of Shmei Hezek, and the Gemara comes out that there's a tayyuft on that Mandi Yomar, and Tosis says that we pass like the Mandi Yomar of Hezek, Shein and Nikar, Loi Shmei Hezek. Now there is a need in Rishonim, whether we don on Hezek, Shein and Nikar, Bizman Hezeh, in today's days, because it is only considered a Knas, as the Gemara said in Reish Amud Aleph, that it's only considered a Knas. The Miri brings a machlokes in this matter that one shita says we don't collect knosis in Bavel, and the other shita says that this knas is collected as manazeh, because it is not why do we collect as manazeh. If other knosis we don't collect as manazeh, so why is this knas collected? And the Miri says because it's not a knas that has a random charge, rather since it is assessed according to the damage that was done, it is therefore collected. Also, the Miri says that this should be the halacha to collect such a knas, in order that we should not open the doors for people to cause damage. The Rabban at the beginning of Bava Kama says that we do not collect hezek shein and nikar, just like we don't collect any other knosses in Bavel. And the Sefer HaSchus at the end of Yevamos brings that after the knosses that are kotzev in the Torah, like the shloishim of an eved or the chamishim of an oinus mafate, those are the knosses that we don't collect in Bavel. But the knosses of the Chachomim, like Matam and Madame, this is still collected Bizman HaZeh. The Rosh in Gittin Perek Dal Sin Mem Aleph also brings this chilek, like the Sefer HaSchos, that after the knosses Midaraisa we don't collect, but the knosses that came from the Chachomim we do collect Bizman HaZeh. The Gvira Gron Chesh Mishpat Simon Aleph, Oysid Aleph, also says that we don't collect any knas, and we don't collect the knas, also including Hezek Shein and Nikar Bizman Hazeh, we would not collect such a knas. Chedush Yerim, who has a long exposition on the matter of Bizman, of Hezek Shein and Nikar, and collecting it Bizman Hazeh, so he, in Simon Aleph, Oysid Aleph, and Chedush Yerim on Shulchan Aruch, on Cheshit Mishpat, he wants to say that from the steamers of Shulchan Aruch and Simon Aleph, that says we don't don knosis in Bavel, except we only don mumchem hasmuchem Eretz Yisrael. This klal also includes the knas of metam and medame, even hezek shein and nikar. However, others point out that the Shulchan Aruch in Chesh Mishpat Shin Pei Hei, when he brings the halachas of hezek shein and nikar, and he brings it stama, and he doesn't say that we don't collect it bizman hazeh, and he doesn't say tofas if someone grabs it, we don't take it away from him, like he says in Shin Pei Beis by Asar Zehuvim, would be mashma that we do don on hezek shein and nikar bizman hazeh, and the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Aleph is referring to other knosses, but hezek shein and nikar is a knas that we do don bizman hazeh. The question we have is, why is hezek shein and nikar different from other knosses, even though we're talking about knosses from the Chachomim, and still other knosses we do not collect bizman hazeh, and hezek shein and nikar we would collect bizman hazeh. The Shach in Shin Pei Hei brings the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Hilchos Chayv LeMazik, Perek Shvi, Halacha Aleph and Beis, says, a mazik mamma chaveri, hezek sheni nikar, somebody's mazik the moment of his friend, the hezek sheni nikar, hoyo v'loi nishtana adover, v'loi nivsida tsurasa, since it didn't change, hariza pata mina tashlum and din teira, he's pata from tashlum and din teira, midaraisa, abo midivrei seifrim omru hoyo v'hivchis demeim, midivrei seifrim, since he was mafchis, he caused him a monetary loss, he hariza chayv, he will be chayv, u'mishalim masha hivchis midemeim, and he has to pay that which he damaged. Halacha beis ketzad, harishatima oichlin tahirim shel chaveri. He was metame the eichlin. Oisha dema pereisav. He mixed in truma. Oyir loytibis yain nesaf b'seich yenai. Shari osra lov hakol. He offered up everything that belonged to his friend. Chen kol kiyetuzeh. And so to any case that is similar. Shomin Masha Hesed, he evaluates what he was Masid. Mishalag Nezik Sholim, he has to pay Nezik Sholim in a Yochashem and a Chosav. Kederech Kol Hamazikim. Just like any other Mazik, he would have to pay Meitav for what he damaged. So the Shach wants to be Medayik from the Rambam, that since he says Hamazik Mamachaver, it's Mashma any type of Hezik, any person that did any Hezik. And from the fact that the Rambam finishes off, he brings down the three cases of the Mishnah, and he says the Chen Kol Kiyetz B'zeh, that the Rambam paskins like Rav, that we learn out one Knas from the other Knas, and therefore it's not just the three cases that was written in the Mishnah, but we can learn out any case of Hezek, Shein, and Nicker that one is Chayef to pay for, and we say Knasim Eknasi Yalfinan. That is according to the Rambam. However, the Ramban, and Dina de Garmi says that we passing like Shmuel Bedini, and therefore only the three cases that is brought down in the Mishnah, Metama, Medama, Menaseh, only in those three cases would we say that one is Chayiv on Hezek, Shein, and Nicker. But any other case of Hezek, Shein, and Nicker, we cannot be Mechayiv somebody because we say Knosa, Meknosa, Lo Yalfinan. The Shach says that Rav Hai Goyin and the Rif and the Rosh, we see by Asar Zehuvim also hold that Miknasa, one Knas from the other Knas, we do not learn out. The Shach continues, and the Shach brings a riff from a Gemara in HaChoyvel. The Gemara in HaChoyvel wants to make Rav, and the Gemara in HaChoyvel wants to make an Ukim to the Mishnah. And he wants to say that the case in the Mishnah that says a person tells somebody else that you killed my shor or you chopped down my tree is talking about a case where the shor was oimed lahariga or the tree was oimed to get chopped down because it was going to cause damage, and the person tells somebody that you owe me money because you chopped down my tree or you killed my shor. And the Gemara says, what is the tine of the person if it was oimed lahariga, so why should he owe him money? And the Gemara says, because we know from the halacha of Kisei Hadam that if somebody went, the Sheikh had shechted an animal, and he was mechuyev in Kisei Hadam, and somebody went and took the Kisei Hadam, that Rav Gamliel went and said that the person has to pay Asar Zehuvim for taking away his mitzvah. So too, Rav says, in this case of Sheri Harakti, you killed my shor, technically, you would have, had he not given him permission to kill the shor, he would have to pay for killing the shor, since the Baal HaShor had a mitzvah to kill the shor in order to cause stop him from causing damage, or because of the shor hamuat. That is what the Gemara says. In the Rift, he brings an Ikaman Yomar that says that Asar Zehuvim, that which you pay for a mitzvah, if you're taking someone's mitzvah, Asar Zehuvim is a knas. And therefore, we don't learn out from Asar Zehuvim to any other Knosis. So the Rif asks on this Man Yomar, how could you say that? Because we see in this Gemara that Rav is actually learning out from Asar Zehuvim to a case of Shari Harakta, from the case of Kisei Adam to Shari Harakta, that one would have to pay by Shari Harakto also a knas for taking away someone else's mitzvah. So how could it be that you say Asar Zehuvim is a knas? Elamai says the Rif, it has to be that Asar Zehuvim is Medina. So the Shach asks on the Rif, he doesn't understand that the Gemara in Bava Kama is going according to Rav. And Rav is Lashitasi that in our Gemara again, he says knasa me knasa yalfina, we can learn out one knas from the other Knas. And therefore Rav says, I can learn out Sheri Harakto from Asar Zehuvim. But the Ikaman, the Omer, is going Aliva de Emes, he's going Aliva de Hilchasa, and therefore, if you don't go like Rav, it is possible to say that Asar Zehuvim is a Knas, and you wouldn't learn it out to any other Knas. That is what the Shach asks on the Rif, that the Gemara Bava Kama, the Shittah, that Rav says, Knosa me Knosa, Yal Rav holds the Knas Miknasi Yal Sinan, and therefore we can learn out the one Knas from the other Knas. So he obliges with a kasha on the Rif. The Shach himself goes on to say that we pass him like Rav, and he holds that all Knasses we can learn out one from the other, and that is the Shitas HaShach. The question is how is the Rif understanding in Rav in order to ask this kasha on the Mandiyama that Asar Zehuvim says that Asar Zehuvim is a Knas and not a Din? The Briska Rav asked this kasha on the Rif, and the Briska Rav says that we can have a Chakira in our Gemara and Gittin and Daphne and Gimel. How do we understand the Machlokes of Rav and Shmuel? One way of understanding, which is a clear how the Shach will understand it, is a machlekes of whether you learn out one knas from the other. Shmuel says you can't, and Rav says that you could. Or we can understand that there's a different machlekes going on in this Gemara, and that is, how do we understand the knas of Hezek She'eni Nikar? Do we understand the knas of Hezek She'eni Nikar that this is a knas just like any other knas? And therefore the Chachamim gave him a knas in order that he shouldn't do damage, and the tashlum that we're paying is a tashlum of knas? Or do we understand that the knas that the Chacham gave in our Gemara by Hezek Sheni Nikar is not that we just stam have a tashlum of knas? Rather, they said that Hezek Sheni Nikar is considered a hezek, is considered like he's being a mazik, and therefore the tashlum that we pay is a tashlumim of hezek. It's a tashlumim of mazik, but it's not considered a tashlumim of knas. Shmuel that says that we don't learn out one knas from the other is learning that the tashlum in our Gemara is just the algamated din of a knas, and we're paying a tashlum of knas, and therefore we don't learn out one knas from the other. However, Rav, it does say we do learn out one knas from the other. This is not a din that we have, that we're stopped saying we learn out one knas from the other. Rather, the takana in our Gemara was that Hezek She'eni Nikar is considered a Hezek. He is a Mazik. It's one flat takana that says that any time a person has a Hezek She'eni Nikar, he is considered a mazik, and therefore that is why he's paying. It is a tashlumim of knas. So this is not a din that I could always say knas miknasa yalfinon. Rather, it's a din that is miyuchad for hezek shein and nikar that I could learn out one hezek shein and nikar from the other. Therefore, the Rif understood the Gemara that Rav was saying that it's a tashlumim of mazik. It's a tashlumim of hezek, and therefore it's not a din of learning out one knas from the other. And therefore, the Gemara in Bava Kamma that does learn out Sheri Harakta from Asar Zehuvim says the Rif has to be that Asar Zehuvim is a din, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to learn out Sheri Harakta from Asar Zehuvim, because we don't know that Rav holds in general that we learn out one knas from the other. However, the Shach himself did not understand that Rav was saying that it's a Shem Mazik. Rather, he's understanding it's a Pashan Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, but he can learn out one Knas from the other. And therefore, we see from our Gemara that Rav holds that we could learn out one Knas from the other, and therefore he has a question on the Rif. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, brings that all Ovis and Zikin that we have to pay Meitav. And the Gemara learns out from different various Gezeirah Shavis that we paint Meitav by all Ovis Nezikin. Rashi and Dibra Maskel Tachas Nasina, at the end of Rashi, Bavorns, why does Metam and Medam and Menasech pay? They're not Mehezek Sheni Nikar. Says Rashi that Bechlal Nezikin, the reason why they pay for Meitav is because it's Bechlal Nezik. When Nezik Sivvei Tachas, and Nezik, it says Tachas, so we see from Rashi that Rashi is learning that Metam Adam Menasseh, which is Hezek Sheni Nikar, the reason, the type of payment that we're paying is a Tashlumim of Mazik, and that's why we pay Meitav. The Rosh brings also this din of paying Meitav, and the Rosh says differently. He says, Metam Adam Menasseh, Apopi the Knosseh the Rabbonon Ba'almaninu, Ke'ein knas deraisa kansu l'shalom meitiv. That matam medam menasech, even though it's only a knas mi derabbanon, so why is it that we pay meitav? Says the Rosh, that we made a takona just like any other knas mi deraisa, and since over there you pay meitav, here you pay meitav. So we would see l'chayr in this Rashi and this Rosh the same achleikis. The Rashi is learning that the tashlumim of hezek shein and nikr is the tashlumim of mazik, and therefore the reason why we pay meitav is because it's doimit to other mazik. And the Rosh is learning that we consider it a tashlumim of knas, and therefore the reason why we pay meitav is because it's doimit to other knosis. The Rambam, in the aforementioned Rambam that we spoke about, says at the end of Halacha Beis, he says, "Mishal nezik shalom in a yafeshev in a chosav kederach kol amezikim." Will be mashia from the Rambam also, like we just said in Rashi, that the hezek that we're paying, this knas that we're charging this fellow to, by hezek sheni nicker, is because that we consider it hashlum of hezek, and therefore he pays for meitav kederach kol amezikim, just like any other mazik. It's mashia the Rambam is explaining, like Rashi, that the knas is a tashlumim of nezek, and it's not a stam tashlumim of knas, and therefore we pay meitav from, and therefore we're paying meitav because he is a mazik. It also answers in the Rambam. There are those that are ma'ir on the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring down anything about knas until halacha gimel, and as he speaks about the hezek, he speaks about the tashlumim, and only afterwards he explains the knas. So they want to say that the Rambam really holds that it's tashlumim of hezek, that was the actual oifen of the knas, and only in halacha gimel does he explain why we made a knas, but not that it's a tashlumim of knas, but the tam etakon of the gemara that a person should not go and cause damage, but the oifen of the knas is a tashlumim of hezek. However, in the Torah says that hamazik l'chaver hezek sheni neker kagoyin ha-metamet ha-reisav oishe iruv lo yayin nesach b'yene min ha-teiru hu potter avach ha-chomim kansu l'shalom kidei shalei yagel asma l'kach. The Torah doesn't write down what, he only writes down, right, brings what the takona is. So he's learning that the tam takona is the actual knas, that a person shouldn't go and cause damage, and that's what you're paying for. You're koinis him in order that he shouldn't go and cause damage. But it's still only a tashlumim of knas. Whereas in the Rambam, we're understanding that it's a tashlumim of mazik. Therefore, the Rambam is able to say that any hezek shein and nikr is chayiv, not just the three that are brought down in the Mishnah, not because he holds knas miknasi alfinon, but rather because he holds that one can, hezek shein and nikr is one flat knas, that hezek shein and nikr is considered a knas. If we say like this, that there's two ways of understanding. So we could say that the Shulchan Aruch is also understanding that the knas of hezek sheni nikr is a knas of tashlum of mazik, the knas is that we consider him a mazik. So therefore, even though there are Shulchan Aruch paskins and Siman Aleph that we don't collect any knosis in Bavel, still we are able to say that hezek sheni nikr we do collect, because it's not just a stam tashlum of knas, it's a tashlumim of mazik. The Shach himself, he brings down in Shin Pei Hei, when we speak about paying Meitav, so he says that even though it's only the Rabbanon, still the Rabbanon came to Raisa Tikkun, L'shalom Meitav, Kach Kos of a Rosh, Reish Baba Kama. So we see the Shach, he is telling through the reason of the Rosh, not like Rashi that it has a dinner of a Mazik. But the reason why we pay Meitav is because it's like a Knas Balma, just like came to Raisa Tikkun that the rice you would pay a knas, you pay for meitav. So too, hezek sheni nikr, we also pay for meitav. And this will be the shach l'shitasa, that's learning the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, has nothing to do with the takana of paying, of being considered like a mazik. Rather, it's only a stam knas, and we see from Rav that we learn one knas from the other knas, and therefore he has to come on to the time of meitav like the Rosh, that one is paying like any other knas we pay Meitav. Rav Shach brings down this Hakir the Briska Rav. He wants to explain the last teretz of Taisus according to the Zachleik and Rav Shmuel. But after he brings this Hakir and after he brings this Shat, he asks a question, and this question is also brought in Chedush Erim. They want to know that if the Tashlumim is a Tashlumim of Mazik, why is there a din? The Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Daled and is passing in the Shulchan Aruch that one is not meirish the schiyah to the son because it's only a knas, that if the tashlum is a tashlum of a mazik, why do we not consider like any other hezek and the son should have to pay off this hezek?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.